What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so much to get into. Why don't we do this, Sean Barber? We will get our official predictions coming up at the top of the hour. I have all 14 teams. I'll give you my MVP prediction, all of those things. Let's look to Cowboys and Eagles coming up tonight. I actually haven't got a chance to ask you, what do you make of the trade? What do you make of the trade for Micah Parsons for him to go to play for the Green Bay Packers? I do not know your take on this. I've not seen it. I've not heard it. I've not read it. What do you make of the trade?
Well, first of all, let's talk historically. You've been around, I think I've been on and off the air for about 8 years, right? 2017, 18, whatever it was, started doing the night show with Dane and Hughes, right? Players only. A little bit of like in the trenches, Pete Sweeney, right? We was doing some Arrowhead Pride stuff. I don't even know if you can even mention those names anymore.
We love Pete on the show.
Oh, okay. He's a friend of the show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. The funny thing about that is when I left to do something with BJ Kissel, all of a sudden I became like non-friends of the show because somehow I was anti-Odyssey because I did my own podcast.
That was in the past. We moved on.
Have you? Because I'm still a little bitter about it. You know what I'm saying? So I hold grudges a little bit.
I don't got any beef with BJ Kissel either. Shout out to both of them.
Oh my goodness! This, you know what? And I could probably talk if Rob was at his desk, which he isn't. If Rob was there, I would love for somebody to understand and take me.
Can we hear about Micah Parsons? What's happening here? I want to find out about Micah Parsons.
It's a win-win. The Cowboys, you know, in any deal where you can trade off a player that's demanding a salary that is beyond what you're willing to do, if you're not in a position as a team to offer a guy his worth, right? $55 million a year, whatever he ended up.
Him getting 47.
47 a year. Obviously, Cowboys were not in that. That wasn't in their price range. They were shopping, and they wanted to get an asset, and they wasn't willing to give him what his market value was. He had enough leverage to basically him and his agent put the team on notice. I will not play this year without a new contract. So at that point, you must trade him. So I have no listen. You got two first rounders. Kenny Clark to me is a excellent above average starting defensive tackle. So I think the Cowboys. You talk about the Cowboys looking at 2026, 2027. I think they put themselves maybe as one of the favorites going into those seasons. Based off of just this one deal, because the thing I always say about any one player you pay, you have to be able to even visualize yourself as a team without that player. There can always be an injury that takes that player off the field. So if you're telling me that this one piece is the difference between you being a Super Bowl champion or not, then that's one thing. Obviously, the Cowboys had him for the last few years, and they barely became a playoff team. They didn't sniff no NFC championship games with them. So maybe these two first round picks, Kenny Clark, the extra room on the salary cap to go sign some of their current stars. Maybe the end result of the trade is going to be both the Cowboys are a better team, and I do think for this one season, you got to go ahead. And I don't know what your picks look like, but when we talk about the NFC, you'll see that the Packers definitely have made some moves in my rankings when it comes to the playoffs.
This was my take. You can sell me on why you would trade Micah Parsons, even though I think Micah Parsons has a chance of being a Hall of Fame player. Like, he is an elite pass rusher. He's 26 years old. If you're going to do that to me, you can't trade him to a team that you are chasing. Like, trade him to the Titans. You know what I mean? Like, trade him to a team in the AFC that you think you could get a top 10 pick potentially out of. I think the Packers could win the Super Bowl this year. So I'm not trading him to a team that it could be a low first round pick. That's number one. And if you're going to make that decision, you just got to make that decision earlier. The Cowboys have had plenty of chances to sign Micah Parsons. You had a chance to sign him after year three. You didn't do it. You had a chance to do it early in free agency. You didn't do it. Like, you let Micah Parsons sign, then you let TJ Watt sign. Well, then, of course, you know what agents are going to do. Hey, look at what that guy makes. I now want 10, 15% more. The Cowboys just had a lot of opportunities. If they were going to move on from Micah Parsons, you could have done that and got more. I also just think, I think they got the baseline of what you get. I'm not getting on the phone to you to trade my 26-year-old potential Hall of Fame pass rushers for anything less than two first-round picks. Like, if you're going to make this trade, I got to feel like you fleeced the Packers. I don't feel like they fleeced the Packers. I feel like they got close to what market value is for Micah Parsons, which is okay if you get that in March. You got that a week before the start of the season. I don't love the trade from the Cowboys' perspective.
The fact that Micah Parsons was sitting out, I think the defensive coordinator for the team has probably already found out some ways to move on from him. The packages, they had to create some packages without him being there. So it's not like he was practicing with the team and all of a sudden he put his hands up and said, hey, that's it for me. You got to find a way to move on without me. I think defensively, most organizations run in a – man, listen, injuries happen. You can't have defenses schemes that rely on one person. That's just not how defense is done. It's one of 11. You got to have 11 guys out there, and the backup's got to be ready to go at all times. So I think that moving on from a defensive player is going to be a lot easier. We talk back, if we want to reflect back at the Chiefs when they decided to move on from Tyreek Hill. I could see his the percentage of offensive schemes and packages that were designed just to take his skill set. And really formulate offensive plays around what he does. I would say that was a great percentage of the Chiefs' offense, but the Chiefs were able to go ahead and pivot and move on and then focus the offense around Kelce at that point and obviously still go win some Super Bowls and have some championship years. So I think it's a win-win. Obviously, if you talk about the perfect scenario for the Cowboys to maximize, yes, they could have done things differently to get more out of it. And then if you talk about from the Packers standpoint, obviously you would have loved to do this deal and let him be there for the entire training camp to learn the defensive package so you don't feel like he's kind of starting behind the eight ball. But when it comes to being a pass rusher, man, wide nine, get after the quarterback, do what you've been doing your entire career. It doesn't take much learning of a defensive package to play defensive end.
What do you think happened with Amari Cooper? You think Amari Cooper got there and saw the Raiders and was like, I don't want to play for this team? Or do you think Amari Cooper just woke up one day and like felt his knees and was like, you know what? I can't play football anymore. What do you think happened with Amari Cooper?
Oh, man.
So I never seen a guy sign and then retire in 10 days.
I mean, that's the nature of the beast. They say a father time is
undefeated.
It comes a time in every athlete's career where, yes, you look at yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself, I am indestructible. Like, I'm him. I'm the alpha. I'm the omega. Like everything got to come through me, and I'm willing to do anything to go out there and dominate on the field. Well,
that's gone. You're saying with Amari Cooper.
I mean, he's probably said it enough times in the mirror where the mirror started looking back at him.
it wasn't responding well.
The image he was seeing in the mirror was not that same. It didn't have that resolve. It didn't have that perseverance. It didn't have that determination.
No, that makes sense. And the analogy that I always make to playing football is it's got to be like we agree that we're committing a bank robbery. If all four of us are committed to doing this, we might have a chance. If one of you is hesitant about robbing this bank, we don't need to be doing it because you are going to get all of us going to jail. So that's why I give Amari Cooper a lot of credit. I don't want to play football with anybody that's heart ain't in there. Because if your heart ain't in it to play football, and something can go terribly, tragically wrong. So, again, I got respect for Amari Cooper. Just, hey, right before the start of the season, I can't do this. I'm out. I got to retire. Coming up on the other side, I love this is my favorite segments of the year. We are going to go through and give all of our playoff picks for the year. I'll also tell you who I think is going to win NFL MVP. We got Barbershop in studio. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm so excited for this segment. This is one of my favorite segments that we do all year. There's some segments that I enjoy. I enjoy my firework guy rant every year. I enjoy poking holes in the plot of Home Alone every single year. But sitting here with Sean Barber and going through our NFL predictions, it's one of my favorite things that we do. So I have every team that I think is going to make the postseason. Rob has every team that he thinks is going to make the postseason. And so does Sean Barber. We go ring around the rosy and we give you our playoff teams.
One second. I thought that we disqualified Rob because his picks last year were so bad.
Rob, you know what? Rob was early on the Lions, and you mocked him for liking the Lions, and 2 years ago he was right on the line. So Rob's part of the team.
That's where we go.
So yeah, he was right.
One team?
A couple years ago, I picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl, and you laughed at me. You remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and to make it sure.
You remember when we drafted Patrick Mahomes, and I told you that we were going to
average
35 points a game?
All right, everybody gets things right from time to time.
Well, how right was that?
You were very right.
Really?
You picked Patrick Mahomes. Thank you.
Bullseye.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go down the line. You want to start in the AFC or the NFC? Where do you want to start? You want to start in AFC?
Start home, man. This is
all right.
This
AFC,
is Chiefs Rob, Kingdom, baby.
Hit the music. I have the Buffalo Bills as the one seed in the AFC.
Boom.
This is why Buffalo has both Baltimore and Kansas City at home. Buffalo plays in the easier division of those three teams. I think they have the inside track. They're just going to be in a position where they can gobble up wins this year. They only have one game outside of the Eastern time zone this year. One. From now until January, they leave the Eastern time zone one time. I'm sorry, their schedule, it is so conducive to them being the one seed. I got to take Buffalo to be the one seed. You can get that at plus 250. I think it's one of the better bets you can make this year. So I have them as the one seed in the AFC.
So you can't be starting this plus 250 and all that, because then it starts to tinkle into, it starts to start looking like we're doing.
Okay, my bad. I apologize. So, I'm sorry. I forgot the rules. Don't do that. Please don't take the Bills plus 250. Wink, wink. But I have them being the one seed in the AFC. The Bills.
But listen, in between segments, I got to listen to your FanDuel, and I got to listen to the ED, erectile dysfunction. The only thing I like about between the segments is I get to listen to Creed Humphrey, Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie, and George Karloftis, and listen to them talk about the Odyssey station in a positive way.
We thank all the sponsors on this show.
Thank all the sponsors. See, you don't mind when I give the right shout-outs, but when I give the personal ones, shout-out to Deacon Barber, Varsity Football for Blue Valley Tigers. We're going to take down Blue Valley Southwest tomorrow night.
All right.
During the Chiefs game.
We only have 20 minutes to get through these 14 teams.
My first team, my number one pick,
well, we already know,
the one seed, is your Kansas City Chiefs.
Of course.
What you mean? I told you I got red lenses on.
No, I mean, I'm not mad at you picking the Chiefs to be the one seed. They're not a bad pick.
I think I've picked them every year for the last 7 years. So I'm consistent.
I mean, I have them as the two seed, so it's not like we're that far off.
And I got Buffalo as my two seed. So
okay, yeah, no, we're in the same boat. Rob, who do you have as the one seed, two seed, and then we'll just move to the three? Who do you have?
I have Chiefs as the one, Ravens as the two.
His Ravens. See, the reason I put the Ravens at three is because the Ravens have to go on the road to Buffalo and Kansas City, and they play in a very tough division. So I actually think they are the least favorite.
I've got to agree, because I got the Ravens at the three seed too.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and fast forward to Rob, his three seed.
Bills, yeah. Okay, you guys so have the Ravens at three. Yeah.
One, two, and three. We kind of feel
each
other's
vibe. How
many
wins do you have Buffalo having with their schedule for them to be the three seed?
12-5.
Oh, wow. What? You got five losses for Buffalo with that schedule?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know what.
What do you have as the four seed? Do you guys both have Houston?
I don't have Houston.
I don't have Houston either.
The Texans, baby. The Texans. So. Come on, D'Amico Ryans, that's my guy.
Yes, I'm saying basically any team you played for is making the playoffs.
Okay.
Or if you played with a guy. Like.
Yeah. I played
for the Texans, and I played with D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so that's my guy. So
yeah, no, I mean, I'm not mad at that.
I'm loyal to a fault, and I admit it. I wear that on my sleeve. I'm unapologetically loyal to my guys. So like it, dislike it. It is what it is.
I mean, they Texans won the division the last couple of years, so you know for sure.
I got them 11-6 on the season.
Oh, wow.
I got the Jags.
Whoa.
We all have different teams.
I don't have the Jaguars making the playoffs.
You're not about to do the Titans, are you?
I have the Tennessee Titans winning the division. Every year, there's a worst to first. You have to pick a worst to first
Part of the rules.
I mean, I'm saying if you're doing predictions, 18 of the last 20 years, a team was in last place in their division and won their division the next year. Where is that most likely? Mm-hmm. I think it's there. I think they have a tremendous upgrade at the quarterback position. I could see Tennessee or whoever wins that division winning it with 9 games. There's always a team that comes out. I think Cam Ward is special. I think he can be special. So, yeah, I'm taking Tennessee to upset and win that division. So I've got Tennessee as the 4 seed.
Cam Ward is special.
I like Cam Ward a lot.
He didn't have any weapons.
Exactly.
He's throwing to me and you.
Oh, Ridley is. Yeah. I saw Ridley
Why
on the highlight.
Why you disrespect to Calvin Ridley?
Because Ridley did this little two-step with his hips, and it took off on a vertical. And I was like, that was jive cool. Like, but it was just an
Yeah, he
IG.
Went fast because he had FanDuel under that day.
See, no, that's it's gonna, that was out of pocket.
Calvin Ridley got suspended for gambling. That's a thing that happened
so
in the
Barber
NFL.
Sound like Barber about to be suspended, too. You about to get that knock from Brett Veach. You about to come knock at the door.
See, Rob,
that was him. He did that. I didn't support that.
No, the problem that the fans don't realize is when I negotiated me coming on, I was like, you know what? Do I have some trade? Am I going to get paid? I didn't get no trade for you. And y'all said, you know what? GP, general purposes, we go back long enough, I'll come in pro bono. The only thing I ask is you don't ask about player evaluation. Because obviously I know all about the Chiefs. And you don't ask me anything to do with any kind of gambling sites and anything. Yeah.
I didn't ask you.
I didn't ask a question.
Oh, well, okay. I don't want it mentioned. I would like for this segment to go with no mentions of any odds and bets and anything like FanDuel or any other underdogs or whatever you got going on.
I won't mention it again at plus 250. For the wild card teams, I think it's going to be...
Just give us your five, six, and seven. Come on.
I actually really like Denver. I think Denver's going to be the 5 seed. I have the Chargers as a 6 seed, just coaching quarterback. I still think that, like, if I'm going coach and quarterback combination in the AFC, mm-hmm. I think they're near the top. And the 7 seed, I have the New England Patriots. I have the Patriots making the playoffs this year.
Bro, you are way off. You're like, you got a division winner in the South off, and your wild cards are off. Man, I got the 5 seed as the Bengals. I'm back on the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm back on the Bengals. There's nobody that jumps on and off like you do with Cincinnati.
Was I right with Cincinnati?
No, I'm saying you've always been right. But you jump on and off. You'll be like all on board, and then you'll be like something wrong
because
with
I
that
team.
Because
I knew he wasn't healthy,
and
bro.
And now you're back.
I knew he wasn't healthy. I knew Barrow, that hand, I knew it wasn't healthy.
No, he was. Something was off.
Something was off. You know what? Joe Cool is back.
Okay. So you got them as the 5 seed.
I got him as the 5 seed. An 11-win season. I got the Broncos.
Okay.
As my 6 seed with 11-win season. And then my 7 seed is the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 yes.
How could you be mad at me for picking the Patriots and you pick
Because what you the, don't understand about the Jets.
The worst version of the Patriots.
What you don't understand about the Jets is they got Steve Wilks, defensive mastermind.
Okay, you know him,
he's
too.
He's going to bring Mean Green back.
Aaron Glenn, you played with him.
Aaron Glenn, that's right. He's from Virginia, isn't he? A.G. is a dog, and that team is going to battle
known.
For him.
They should have known.
Justin Fields was 5-1 when he was replaced as the starting quarterback.
Justin Fields ain't making the postseason in the AFC. I'm sorry. If I go through quarterbacks in the AFC, Justin Fields might be bottom three. You ain't making the playoffs if you got a bottom three quarterback. Not in this conference. It's just too stacked with quarterback.
Rob, what you got?
I, too, have the Broncos as the 5 seed.
The Broncos are good. I would actually probably like the Broncos more if I wasn't here, but I know if I start liking the Broncos, I can't. They already think I like the Chargers. Now I'm the Broncos person, too.
I can't be both. Lifelong, you're Charger dog.
I got the Broncos at 5. I'm with you guys on the Bengals. I have them as the 6 seed.
I don't have them making the playoffs.
I have their quarterback as the MVP, and I have the New England Patriots as the 7 seed.
You have Burrow winning MVP this year?
I do.
Okay. As the 6 seed? Be tough. He better put up a monster year if he's going to be the 6 seed.
And you shouldn't have won it last year, but you didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Come on.
NFC-wise, I can safely say
Just throw darts.
I was on this, and you can ask Rob. I was on this. I have the Packers as the 1 seed in the NFC. I was on this before they got Micah Parsons. Rob, can you please attest that I like the Packers before they got Micah Parsons?
Yeah, like way too much.
Thank you.
In a weird way.
I just wanted you, because I knew you'd be like, oh, you don't like them because they got Micah Parsons. No. Now that strengthens why I like the Packers. But yes, I have the Packers as the 1 seed in the NFC.
I think I just said it was a win-win for the organization.
Okay,
that's
what
I'm
sure.
In my breakdown.
I thought you were going to mock me.
No, I'm not. Rafiki is gone, bro.
Okay.
I don't work here anymore.
He always comes back.
No, I'm not swinging at you. No strays. My 1 seed is the Lions. I got the Lions having another strong year. I know they lost both coordinators. But I think that the team did not mimic the coordinators. The team mimicked the head coach, right? And he brings a toughness and a grittiness to that Detroit team. I think they can go ahead and run it back using some of the same defensive schemes, same offensive schemes. I think they're going to have another successful year for the Detroit Lions.
I'm a little worried about the window closing for the Lions and just like sometimes the information is right there in front of us. Like we should have known that Arch Manning was going to struggle. You know, we just should have known. First road start at Ohio State, 4 new offensive linemen. Like, all of the information was there. That I don't know if this Arch thing is going to work in week one. They lost their offensive coordinator. They lost their defensive coordinator. They got a lot of guys coming back from injury. Like, I feel like all of it there is for the Lions to take a noticeable step back this year, and I wonder if we're paying attention.
They got Amon St. Brown. They got Sam Laporta. They got Gibbs. They got Montgomery. They got Jay Williams.
They got a lot of dogs.
Defensively, they got Aiden Hutchinson, who's – he might be the defensive MVP this year.
I agree.
Let me put that out there.
I didn't get a chance last year.
Let me put that out there. Defensive MVP coming back. And the way that they played as a team when he was hurt gives me even more confidence. And this team is going to be a team you got to reckon with. I got them as being a number one seed again with 13 wins on the year.
I got the Eagles. Eagles is the 1 seed.
Barbara's response to you picking the Eagles was like if you had said Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you were
the defending Super Bowl champions that bring back their quarterback, their coach, entire offensive line. Yeah, I mean, outside of Beckham, I mean, yeah, what a nightmare.
Besides the Kansas City Chiefs, coming back from the Super Bowl has been terrible in the NFL. If you, besides the Kansas City Chiefs,
that's
if you're
a really
any
good
other
roster.
Team,
that's that roster. It's
any
tough.
Other team.
And I hate him, but they're well coached. I hate Sirianni, but he's well coached. They're well coached.
I have the Eagles as the 2 seed.
I have the Packers as the 2. We'll just skip that out of the way.
Who do you have?
Left hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, C-Dot. Finish it for me.
The Commanders. I don't have the Commanders making the postseason this year.
That's your bad.
They are prime
that is your bad.
Regression. Can I go through the teams they beat last year for
oh,
you?
Oh, Lord. I don't need you to go through that.
I just want
to
go through it.
What does that have to do with today?
Okay, I'm just saying is I think they're overvalued because they beat the Lions
added,
on the road.
Okay, but that team didn't have Larry Tunsil. That team didn't have Deebo Samuels.
No, they didn't last year.
Okay, so let's talk about the acquisitions that team has made.
They grabbed a lot of really good 30-year-old players.
They re-signed Scary Terry.
They didn't have a choice.
I mean, they had a choice. They chose to keep him.
Can I read to you the teams they beat last year?
Man, this is your show.
Okay, I just want to go through. These were their wins last year. Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns, Panthers, Bears, Giants, Titans, Saints. I mean, they just beat up a who's who.
How come
you
didn't mention the postseason wins?
No, that's what I'm saying. We feel this way about them because they beat the Lions. And they handled a wounded Lions team. Oh, they handled them. A wounded Lions team.
They only had one postseason win?
Yeah, they beat the Buccaneers, the other one.
And you don't respect the Bucs either?
No, I do. I have the Bucs back in the postseason this year.
So that's 2 postseason wins. At
yeah,
the end.
Okay, I think.
So, but there's some kind of lack of respect for this team.
7 wins. 7 win Commanders.
I got to win at 11. 2 seed. 2 seed.
For the 3 seed, I have the San Francisco 49ers. I have them bouncing back this year. If you give Brock Purdy his things back, I think you see
they?
The old Rams.
What
back.
Things does he have back?
Christian McCaffrey,
he's got
Trent
MBS
Williams.
And Sky Moore. We're the best 3 receivers in that roster.
Now, you know, MVS has had an MVP, right? Quarterback. Is that
back
true?
Back-to-back seasons, yeah.
Am I allowed to make fun of MVS now? That I don't know, because he called him a Chiefs legend.
Back.
He played for the team. I don't know what I could call Mr. Applebee's anymore.
I'm still stunned by he has his things back. Jawan Jennings and Sky Moore. He has his weapons back.
Yeah, he's got
Watch
Christian
out.
McCaffrey back. When healthy, he's the second best running back in the league.
Is it up to me for my 3 seed?
Yeah,
I have
San Francisco.
I got the Bucks. Now, San Fran is my 4 seed, but okay. I got the Bucks as a 3 seed. I got the Bucks representing.
Yeah, you and I have San Francisco and Tampa Bay swapped.
We got them swapped. So yeah. I got them basically 10 and 11 wins. So, I mean, I don't think that's a big difference.
Yeah, I got the 3 seed being the Falcons, first off.
Oh, he's got the Falcons winning that division. Okay.
No playoffs for the Falcons.
I feel like the Bucs are in regression
Michael
mode.
Michael Penix. You know what? The Falcons are a 6-win football team.
Yeah. They missed the playoffs by 1 game last year, and they had to have Kirk Cousins' corpse for 5 games.
Man. Forget Mayfield, right? Mayfield, Evans, the guys with putting up ridiculous stats.
I don't know why he's doing it.
And let's just flip a coin and go with the Falcons.
I mean, I don't hate it. I just like Tampa more than I like them. The Falcons are, they're always like weirdly competitive. But you know what? The Falcons will lose the division because they'll lose to the Bucs on a last second field goal. And that's how they get eliminated.
That doesn't get you into the playoffs.
No, I'm on your side. I mean, I didn't pick Atlanta. Don't look at me like that.
And I have the 4 seed being the Rams. And I hate it. But that division stinks.
I got a backyotomy.
I got the Rams as the 5 seed.
Backyotomy.
I got the Rams as the 5 seed.
Do y'all understand? We just talked about Father Time being undefeated. Father Time is
I
not,
don't feel great
he,
about
he's
it.
He's not knocking on the
I hate
door.
It. I literally said I hate it.
He's, I don't feel
he,
good about it.
He has entered the house sitting on the couch. He got his feet on the couch.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not great. I'm not here to lie to you. I don't think it's great.
Y'all got all this McVay-ism.
I have them as the 5 seed. Who
y'all got
as?
Some mad faith in Sean McVay.
No, that's okay. I mean I don't disagree with you.
My 5 seed is the Vikes. If you break down
all
the
there you go. Me and Barbara back on the same page.
All the
I got the Vikings
teams.
As the 5 seed. Let's go.
Vikings got Vikings. You know what the Vikings have?
The Vikings have the most aggressive defensive play caller in all of football.
The Vikings have 8 wins and a
and I believe
and a
in the
Justin Jefferson
package.
Trade request coming.
Pressure package.
Justin Jefferson sideline curses out rookie quarterback meltdown in their future.
TJ Hockenson, top five tight end.
I do like him.
Jefferson, top two wide receiver.
I think he's the best receiver.
And if you added Mason, a downhill running back, man, if you can keep that ball, keep him out of third and longs and forcing the quarterback, McCarthy, for not having to, like, put all the pressure on his back and just, hey, man, let's go out there and just manage the game. And if we need you to make a throw, throw it to JJ.
Super Michigan, basically, everyone's what you're describing.
Exactly.
Super Michigan.
Which they won a national championship.
They did.
I mean, so it's not like it's like it's something he can't do. In Minnesota, I mean, if we're being honest,
I wasn't writing that team down on my paper.
I mean, they were almost the number one seed with.
Yeah, they were.
Sam McDonald, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think.
Also extremely well coached.
Extremely
Kevin
well.
Kevin O'Connell is really good at this.
Maybe, I mean, definitely in the NFC, the best play caller over Sean McVay.
I didn't even consider them down as a playoff team. I didn't even cross their name off when I
watch
wrote
this.
Them down.
He thought that said the Bears.
I do not have the Bears. I have the sixth seed as the Lions. And you know what? I'm going to give you another surprise team making the postseason. The Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers making the postseason. I think that Bryce Young started to figure some stuff out at the end of the season.
You should have told me he was going to bring me on here and waste my time. I thought we was having a serious conversation about.
I'm having a serious conversation.
No, highly intelligent folks talking about football.
I mean, look at their schedule.
About playoff.
Can I give you Carolina's schedule early on in the season?
Do they play NFL teams?
Yes, they play.
So unless you're going to tell me some mid-level college teams on that schedule.
Can I read to you their first 5-6 games?
Yes.
Arizona, Atlanta, New England, Miami, Dallas, the Jets. Like, we can just start racking up 4-3. You're in it in the NFC. You're in it as a 9-win team.
You just named some
teams. Carolina.
They will not win two of those games. You listed 5 or 6 teams. They will not win two of the. They're lucky to win. If they start off,
I can't say what I want to say because you'll get mad at me.
Yes, don't do that.
Okay. I was just saying, I can't say what I want to say, Mr. Chick-fil-A. I wish I could say it.
Yeah, you can't talk
about it. But I can't say it.
Not anymore.
I'm thinking it,
not
but
anymore.
I can't say it.
Not anymore.
Rob, okay. Who do you have? Yeah, because you want to know why you guys are mad at me is because I watch the NFL, and I know the teams come out of nowhere.
Last year,
the Commanders, you guys would have – if I told you guys the Commanders were going to the NFC Championship game and San Francisco was missing the postseason, you would have done the same drop-the-pin routine.
No, 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 no.
And I would have been
nope,
right.
Nope. So you're telling me that you believe that Commanders are a worse team this year than the Carolina Panthers?
I think that's how football works. I think every year that just teams come out of nowhere. That last year, a team that had the number 2 overall pick finished with a better record than the team that was the runner-up in the Super Bowl. Yes, I think that I just saw that happen.
All right.
So it can happen again.
Who did the Commanders lose from that NFC Championship team?
They're not going to get a Hail Mary to save them this year against a 5-win Bears team.
What does tell me?
That they beat 16-14.
C-Dot, on their roster. Who did they lose?
Brian Robinson Jr. Workhorse back. You asked me to name who they lost. They lost them.
And that goes from being NFC championship game to not making the playoffs.
That's who I have on my team. I have them missing the playoffs, outright missing the postseason. I think they win
and
7 games.
My second half of that question is, who did the Panthers add to make them a playoff team?
Like they got maybe the best college receiver last year in Tet McMillan.
This is not college, bro. This is, I'm telling you, like, you need to stop with this college stuff.
Also, wasn't Travis Hunter the best college receiver?
I don't think he was the best receiver. He might have been the best, like, all around because he could do a little bit of everything. But Tevin Miller was
a dog. Also, Jeremiah Smith was a better receiver last year in college.
He went Ellis before the draft. Okay. He don't count for this conversation.
Let me ask you this. Was Luther Burton?
No, not last year.
Oh!
Not last year.
And you ain't loyal to nobody.
He wasn't one of the best receivers last year. That's why he went 41st overall last season.
Loyal to
if he was, he would have been a top 10 pick.
You're not loyal to anybody.
Too much emos.
Man, you need get that MIZ tattoo removed off your chest. You're going to lose your brand. You're going to be out on the streets and they're going to tear that brand off your back.
Mizzou. Those are my teams. I have in the AFC, Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Tennessee, Denver, the Chargers, and the Patriots. In the NFC, Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, my wild card teams, the Rams, the Lions, and the Carolina Panthers.
If you want a recap of some picks that matters, I got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans, followed by the Bengals, Broncos, and Jets. And in the NFC, I got the Lions, Commanders, Bucks, 49ers, followed up by the Vikings, Eagles, and the Packers. That is the picks you need to remember. Take that to the bank.
You got like one new playoff team this year. One.
You can't. You gotta take.
I don't. No, I don't. That's not. No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. You have Cincinnati is the only new team in the whole NFL that makes the playoffs. They didn't make it last year. Them in San Francisco. Barbershop. I love arguing with you about our playoff predictions. I really do. It's one of my favorite segments of the year. Are we cheering for the Cowboys, Eagles? Do we care who wins tonight?
You see, I got the Jets at 7, so you don't.
Okay, my bad. You do have the Jets. My bad. I apologize. We got to get out of here. It's the drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.